From Lubbock to Laredo, El Paso to Houston, and Dallas to Brownsville, we're Talking Texas with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, Attorney General Paxton takes action to fully investigate one of the NGOs, many of which have long been suspected of aiding illegal immigration. And we've got much more from the Border News stack. The Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safe workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Phone them at 800-411-6906 or visit them. AlliedCompliance.com. House District 71's Liz Case gets Trump's backing, and Governor Abbott is coming to campaign for Liz Case against backbencher Sleepy Stand for the Lobby Lambert. We've got another Texas school district openly electioneering, despite the fact it is against the law. We'll get to that and much more. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. My friends, defeatist cynicism is an arrogance. It's an arrogance that we know an outcome and we do not. Our Creator expects us to fight for good until He ends the game, not us. Get out and vote conservative in this primary. Well, I want to get to this sad story. There was a slight bit of new information yesterday, but I didn't have time to get it in, and it wasn't that important. But, of course, now we know much more. District Attorney in Polk County has announced, that's Shelley Sitton, has announced capital murder charges they found against this guy that supposedly was helping babysit little 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. Her body was found in the Trinity River under the Trinity River Bridge along U.S. Highway 59, according to Sheriff Byron Lyons of Polk County. D.A. Sitton says the appropriate arrest warrants for Don Stephen McDougal were being prepared for the offense of capital murder. Asking about death penalty, she confirmed they'd decide that after further consultation with law enforcement, but it will be a capital murder charge. Sheriff announced, based on investigations of Polk County, San Jacinto County, and Trinity River Authority and others, they've collected, quote, substantial evidence, end quote. The sheriff emphasized they gathered enough evidence through the use of technology and tips from the public to find Audrey's body without the statements McDougal provided. This guy had taken him on a tour over the weekend of places he traveled to last Thursday. One of those was the Trinity River Bridge. On Monday, Breitbart, Texas, asked Sheriff Lyons if this McDougal guy had admitted to leaving the house with Audrey on the morning of February 15th, and the sheriff responded, yes, we reported that had been the case. He is now has been charged this afternoon with capital murder. Terrible story there. And for those of you that don't have enough to do, here's the headline from the Dallas Voice. Today, Black, Queer, and Trans Family Formation webinar is tonight. That's right. Registration's open for those interested in participating in Family Equalities. That's one of these leftist groups. Family Equity Justice Group. Family Equalities, quote, Black, Queer, and Trans Family Formation, end quote, webinar. It's happening today, Wednesday, the 21st. I will be in an Christian church today, this afternoon, late afternoon and evening, for Vespers for Lent, not at the Black, Queer, and Trans Family Formation webinar. They would need seminars to make a family because everything about this whole movement, whether it's homosexuality or the trans, is all counter to the nuclear family and how God planned it and how things work. So I guess they probably do need some kind of outside something if they're going to pretend to be a family. Massive brawl breaks out, punches thrown. I mean, there was blood on the face even of managers after the Incarnate Word University basketball game against Texas A&M University Commerce. KENS tells us that the biggest sparks for the overtime game came after the final buzzer. They were lined up to do the traditional handshake line, you know, going across after Incarnate Word's 76-72 overtime loss. And while they were doing this, a confrontation between players turned into a prolonged all-out brawl involving players, coaches, and referees. And that said, about 30 seconds into the fight, according to David Lynch for Ken's Five, it briefly appeared both everybody separated, ending the fracas. Then it suddenly reignited as University of the Incarnate Word sophomore sprinted toward a A&M Commerce player, prolonging the commotion with more shouting and shoving. I think it was filmed on ESPN. Carrollton police officer accused of soliciting a prostitute in Plano. Fox 4 tells us Sergeant Muzab Monier was arrested Monday for solicitation of a prostitute. He was off duty. He's been with the Carrollton PD since August of 21. And this is for you folks in Brownwood. Many of you will remember it was a long time ago, 1981. I can't even claim to remember that, but I didn't live in Brownwood. In 1981, Donna Mae Inlow, a 72-year-old woman, was working in her family's shoe store in downtown Brownwood. And just before closing, she was attacked and dragged into the back storeroom. There, the 72-year-old skull was fractured. She was strangled with a mop handle, sexually assaulted, and stabbed multiple times. Horrible. Her killer then cleared out the cash register and left her there to die. The next morning, a neighboring shop owner, concerned because Inlow's shoe store not open for business, discovered the mutilated body and called authorities. Now, there were suspects developed over the years. The case went cold. But in 2001, samples from Inlow's clothing was submitted for DNA testing. A profile was developed and submitted to CODIS, which is the big index system now for DNA evidence. In 2019, so we're talking 18 years later, Texas law enforcement were notified of a hit matching a person named Figueroa, Pablo Figueroa. He's now age 62. And it was his profile was uploaded to CODIS because he was convicted of conspiracy to smuggle illegal aliens, one of these smugglers. Additional testing confirmed the hit. He was indicted in 2022 for the murder of Inlow. Our Attorney General Ken Paxton's office helped secure three consecutive life sentences against this Pablo Figueroa for a murder committed over 40 years ago. Upon completion of his federal sentence, he was transferred to Brown County in September to wait trial. After about a year of litigation and all kinds of stuff, his counsel approached went for a deal. Negotiations led to a plea bargain, resulting in guilty pleas for capital murder, aggravated robbery, and aggravated rape, each coupled with a life sentence to run consecutive to each other, waiving pre-sentencing time credits and waiving future challenges, meaning appeals, to the conviction. All of that was just earlier this month. That was all settled in Judge Mike Smith's court, the 35th District Court of Brown County. Smuggler. Illegal alien smuggler, folks. Today in Texas history, sponsored by Hub City Title. Use them if you're in Lubbock. They're Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Find out more at hubcitytitle.com. This is the date the WASPs, the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, arrived at Sweetwater Army Airfield. Help fly all those planes. New county seat was given a portmanteau name. That means combining two names. That was Dalhart. Came the county seat of Dalham County. It's a combination of Dalham and Hartley. And Judge Roy Bean staged a prize fight the 21st of February in 1896 just across the Mexican border. It was a big deal with people from all over coming. It was really the heavy lightweight championship at the time. Everybody was against it. He did it anyway. That's Judge Roy Bean. Back in a moment.
It's time for Pratt to breathe. Pratt on Texas returns in a moment.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Do you have a commercial property for sale or lease? Tired of a for sale sign gathering dirt, storm, dust in front of your place with no activity and no prospects? Office, retail, restaurant, or industrial? Call me, Carl Tepper, a commercial agent with Exit Realty of Lubbock. I'm low on inventory because I've sold and leased everything. I'll get your property sold too. Call me, Carl Tepper, at 806-470-2354 for an no-obligation appointment. That's 806-470-2354.
Costa Rica is a world center for dentistry, and while there are many large clinics catering to Canadians, Americans, and Europeans with good prices, they still have the push-em-through maximize cash flow model. That's not what you'll find with our official dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga. With Dr. Zuniga, you'll be the patient, the center of attention for your entire stay, beginning from airport arrival until you leave for home. It's a level of care, a family in a sense, few've ever experienced. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattOnTexas.com to learn more.
Native Texan, or just got here as soon as you could. Welcome to Pratt on Texas. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The clock got me there as I was doing our look at Texas history, sponsored by Hub City Title, HubCityTitle.com. I got to tell you more about that prize fight, because it was really something in history. It was 21 February 1896. Colorful lawman Roy Bean staged the heavyweight championship fight on a sandbar. On a sandbar just below Langtree on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande. Of course, Bean, known as Law West of the Pecos, reached his peak of notoriety with his staging of the match between Peter Marr of Ireland and Bob Fitzsimmons of Australia. Fight was opposed by civic and religious leaders, and both the Mexican and U.S. governments prohibited it. Bean arranged to hold it on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande, knowing Mexican authorities could not conveniently reach the site and that the Texas Rangers would have no jurisdiction. Spectators arrived aboard a chartered train, and after a profitable delay contrived by Bean, meaning they could drink in his bar, the crowd witnessed Fitzsimmons' defeat of Maurer in less than 2 minutes. Little fun Texas border with Mexico history, that is. My friends, I've mentioned this before. There's more today from COSA, K-O-S-A, in Midland. The Midland County Commissioner's Court held a public comment period and then voted 3-1 to approve certificates of obligation to build a new jail in the Tall City. Now, folks, certificates of obligation were supposed to be only for emergency things you couldn't wait on an election for, that kind of thing. We've tried to reform this a little by little, but they just haven't done it enough. Lawmakers, listen to me. This is big. It's happened in my city and other places. They're using this so they don't have to go to the voters for. Now, you cannot tell me this isn't like a fire station that got blown down in a storm and we need to get it done right away. This is a new jail they've been talking about a long time. They could have put this on the ballot for May, but oh no, or even earlier, but no, not Midland. They're going the lack of integrity way and just doing it without a vote of the people. This has got to stop, legislators. Quit dickering around with it in the margins like you've done in the last several legislative sessions. Get in there and put a stop to this. All right, let's move on to other things. Denton ISD, another school district and staff doing electioneering with taxpayers' resources. It's against the law, but they don't care. This is an example of why, despite a lot of puffery, leadership is not tough enough in Austin. Sydney Henry has the piece at the Texas Scorecard today. Headline, Denton ISD promises, quote, coverage, end quote, for employees who vote in GOP primary. A Denton ISD administrator emailed employees encouraging them to vote in the Republican primary election, decrying school choice and making other politically charged allegations. The author of the email, Lindsay Luan, the district's director of special programs and also principal of Alexandria Elementary School there. Lujan told employees in the all-staff message that the district, quote, will provide coverage for all, she put that in caps, Borman employees to go and vote in the Texas Republican primary. Our goal is 100% of Borman employees voting because it is that important. It is another example, though, of an educator supposedly teaching your kids it misuses capitalization and punctuation. It is uncertain why she references the district's Borman Elementary campus in an email apparently directed at the Alexander Elementary staff, though it indicates the same or similar message went to multiple campuses in Denton ISD. She also included a statement purportedly from the superintendent of a Southeast Texas school district, quote, from Brian Bowman, superintendent of Diboll ISD, if Texas educators do not come together and vote on candidates who will support public schools, he said that will support public schools. Again, these people that teach your children do not even know basic English. It's not candidate that. It's candidate who, because only people are candidates. Vote on the candidate who will support public schools. We are in trouble. We cannot wait. Billions of $, again, can't use the English language, sitting there holding us hostage for vouchers. Districts adopting deficit. Well, if your schools are so good, you don't have to worry about it. Anyway, he says, districts adopting deficit budgets, misspelled, across the state while politics are played, he wrote. The election code prohibits public employees from using public resources to electioneer, and another section prohibits voter coercion. Our good friend Tony McDonald, an attorney, said this is a highly illegal misuse of school resources for electioneering purposes. The Attorney General's office should put a stop to it. Well, if they do, do you think the power insiders in Austin are going to come in and then say, oh, Attorney General's office can't do this anymore. School choice advocate Corey Dan. Well, I don't care what. I mean, that's fine. Just another side. The Attorney General's office has emphasized concern over electioneering in schools in recent elections. We've had lots of examples of this where it was just open. And in fact, Denton's ISD's chief communications officer just released a statement saying, we strive to create a culture of routine voting and believe that participating in the democratic process is every citizen's civic duty. In other words, there is no recognition of the wrongdoing here. That's just a doubling down on it. You don't have the right to coerce. You don't have the right to have the boss of the school whose people, you know, gives the reviews and the jobs of teachers say, we want all people to vote. See, they're even pointing them to a specific primary. But nobody seems to care, and nobody seems to do anything about this. I believe that this stuff needs to become a prosecutable Class A misdemeanor, and maybe it is in the law, actually, but I mean, we need to go after it. This has got to stop. It has been going on since I've been on the air. We have had, it's 20 years, we're going to be 20 years before we realize it. We've had people send us, teachers and people send us pictures of the stuff put up in the teachers' lounges. We have had emails forwarded to us. We're at school districts, rural, urban, all over the state, all across West Texas, too, where they've sent emails using public resources to advocate for bond elections and all kinds of things. It is time people face jail, ladies and gentlemen. This is wrong. Now, this is right. The 2024 Ragtown Gospel Theater season is here. Glenn and Chip Folk are back with an original drama, 33 AD, about four of the most enigmatic personalities in the Bible. Their stories are interwoven. They had a hand in changing the world forever. Pontius Pilate ordered the execution of Jesus. Barabbas, the murderer who Jesus replaced on the cross. The centurion who pierced his side, spilling the blood of Christ. And Joseph of Arimathea. These are fabulous plays. Ragtown Gospel Theater, you won't believe it, folks. If you've not visited the purpose-built Ragtown Theater up on the edge of the Cap Rock in a ranch in Post, Texas, you're in for a wonderful surprise. You'll discover a modern, breathtakingly beautiful theater located on a ranch on the outskirts of historic Post, Texas, nestled under the rim of the Cap Rock, overlooking scenic vistas in every direction. It is very nice. And adult tickets, guess unlike everywhere else where they're now $50, $60, $70, they're just $22. Youth and children, that's all the way up through, if they're college students, $10. And get this, veteran and active duty military are free. Just visit ragtown.com for detail and reservations, including groups. You can do all that and then pay when you get there type thing with the church groups. And people come from all over. We were talking with them, with the Polks, and first we got a lot of people from Abilene all over the region have been coming. I mean, tour operators and patrons have said their theater rivals those in Branson. It's great, great stuff. And it's an unforgettable experience. All shows are at 3 p.m. on Saturdays. So just Saturday each week. This one runs from Saturday, March 2nd, Texas Independence Day, through April 20th, which is the Saturday that ends right before the 21st, which is San Jacinto Day, that ends Texas Independence season. Visit Ragtown, R-A-G-T-O-W-N, ragtown.com for full details. You can see a lot of photos of the theater, too.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
A Crosby County cotton farmer had dental work needs that would have cost at least $25,000 at home. Instead, he went to our official dentist, Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and two root canals he needed, all for under $10,000. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. He liked it so much, he's visited Costa Rica again. Get started on your savings and vacation adventure. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
He's built companies in Texas since the Reagan reelect, paid personal and business taxes, dealt with regulation at every turn, and all the while been hip deep in Texas politics. A host who has done much more than sit and talk. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Let's take a look at the House District 71 race against, backbencher extreme, sleepy stand for the lobby Lambert. Trump backs Case. Abbott coming to campaign. That's right. President Trump's now endorsed Liz Case. And Governor Abbott's coming on the 27th to publicly do a public endorsement campaign event at the Mesquite Center in Abilene at 4:30. That's the 27th for Liz Case. And I keep getting interesting things. It's obviously the line that's been put out by people. One very nice listener posted, Lois said, "My husband and I have only heard about Liz Case this year. We've lived in and around Abilene since 1979. Moved here because Reese Air Force Base was closing down. That would have been in Lubbock. We can't find what. Why did she leave Dallas? Where did she teach? Why choose District 71? Is she a carpetbagger? I don't understand all this. How many of you knew Jody Arrington before he became your congressman? How many of you knew Randy Neugebauer before he became your congressman? How many of you knew? I'm as hip deep in this and a former Republican chairman, and I did not know Senator Charles Perry before he ran. I'd never heard of him before he ran. By the way, he was partner of somebody I know. I didn't even know him before he ran for state rep in that race. My gosh, I didn't know Robert Duncan before he was a state rep and senator. I didn't know lots of people. What did you personally know the last several state reps before they ran? Were you friends with Stan Lambert? Did you know all about him? Did you know Susan King before she ran? What about Bob Hunter? I mean, there are going to be a few of you that did because you knew. But the point is, this is silly. What a silly idea. Good grief. The truth about the HD 71 race, well, it's a claim, it's an opinion. Chris Turner, lifelong Abilene resident, Buffalo Gap, the great Buffalo Gap Roundup news writer. By the way, my column from this month's February's great edition, the Buffalo Gap Roundup News, is now up at Pratt on Texas. It was the link included in the listener club email that went out with the voter recommendations Monday night, the column. Here's what Chris, lifelong Abilene resident, said. He said, Liz Case is a great person, I can say with confidence, because I see her all the time. She's a real conservative who runs in conservative circles and actually shows up at conservative and Republican events. Yeah, she came down, along with a bunch of other people, to when I spoke this last year at the Brownwood Young Republican Women event. He says she spent her own money and own time to go to Austin and fight for District 71 on issues we care about. That is a fact. I know for a fact she's been down there working during the sessions, probably more active than the state rep. Lambert, folks, I'm not being funny with the sleepy. He just sits there. He doesn't do anything. What do you do, carry one bill? You know, he's a banker. He carried one bill for the banks, and then the governor didn't even sign it. He doesn't do anything. And don't give me, well, we don't want to pass a lot of bills. That's small government. No. Most of the bills we're passing are to roll back big government and stop the liberals. Said, not only has she gone down there many, many times, she's asked me multiple times for a stack of copies of the conservative Buffalo Gap Roundup newspaper to take with her to hand out to people at the Capitol. I've seen Liz in the trenches fighting for election integrity, issues of life, border security, religious freedom, medical freedom, education, political persecution of Trump and Paxton, and much more, while fighting against government corruption, woke culture, Democrats, and rhinos who do not represent us. There are plenty of lies, he says, and false narratives being put out by the Lambert campaign and its supporters trying to paint Liz as someone who doesn't live here, who hadn't been around. She's been in the district for 18 years on weekends. They have a branch at Novice for that long. And ever since COVID, she moved here officially. Her husband's come now too, because this was always their plan. He just retired from Texas Instruments. Stan Lambert can't stand on the issues or his horrible voting record. That's why he backed out of 3 debates with Liz and never showed up at a Taylor County Republican Party event to answer for it. This is what this writer claims. They also falsely claim she was sent down here to push agendas, and she only came to run against Stan. That's a lie. It is a lie. They bought a ranch. They've owned it for 18 years. They planned to retire there for the whole time. She didn't even know Lambert was what was going on and how he voted. He wasn't even in office years ago. She had to be dragged into running, and people did ask her, and he says, I know this is the case because I'm one of many who pulled her aside and asked her if she would run against Lambert. She's doing it because nobody else would. He writes, Stan Lambert may be a decent person. I don't know, as I've only seen him once in person despite going to the majority of conservative and Republican events in the last few years. That's unquestionable. He doesn't show up. I see his team posting about Stan being at fancy galas and other events put on by the Abilene elites. I believe I saw him stop by a Republican watch party for just a few minutes the last time he was elected, but I've never seen him show up to Taylor County Republican Party or conservative events. And remember, unlike most county parties, including where I live, Taylor County holds a big public event almost every month with speakers, and people are all invited. I usually announce them. Despite being one of 85 Republican House reps, only 16 Republicans voted more liberal than him in 2023. That's right. That's from the Baker Institute study. Stan voted 267 times, 39.21%, with 50% or more of House Dems against Republicans. Most egregious vote he cast was when he joined all the House Democrats and 59 others to do the bidding of Rhino Speaker Phelan. Phelan's a cancer to the Republican Party in Texas. Stan joined these clowns to vote for a witch hunt sham impeachment that was based on unproven and unfounded hearsay. See, they hired big lawyers. They chose the lawyers. They had the trial in the Senate. They agreed to the rules, and they didn't present any evidence to back up their stuff. Not what they charged in the impeachment. Anyway, he says there is a reason Governor Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Patrick, A.G. Paxton, Senator Ted Cruz, Robert Pratt, the majority of Taylor County Republican Executive Committee. I'm not sure that Lieutenant Governor Patrick issued an endorsement there. Maybe he did, but the others I know did. And Buffalo Gap Roundup News and many more Republicans and everywhere have supported Liz. Yes, for me it's simple. Stan Lambert's awful. He's been awful since he got elected. I've shown it over and over on the show. And by the way, some of the emails I'm getting are clearly emails from people who have never paid attention before. They don't know the coverage. They don't know what's going on in Austin. They're just being told to email media about it. Oh, well. Hey, President George H.W. Bush, the dad, his speedboat, he had a beautiful speedboat, has the presidential seal on it. You know, they had that place up at Kennebunkport. They donated this for a benefit, a charity auction. And off the press reports that the 41st president's speedboat has a new owner. It was his personal speedboat. Boy, it's beautiful. And it was a big symbol of George Bush up there. And the price climbed as each bid surpassed the last. It eventually went for $435,000. I mean, many, many, many times its actual value. That was kind of cool. And they gave the money to charity. And tomorrow's landing of Intuitive Machines, a private company, their lunar lander named Odysseus, if it lands, it's going to have live coverage. Robert Zimmerman at BehindTheBlack.com will have that posted at BehindTheBlack.com. It's supposed to target no earlier than 5:49 p.m. in the afternoon. It's almost 6 Eastern time, so that'll be an hour earlier in Central time. And trying to land in the South Pole. If successful, it'll be the first American landing on the moon since the manned Apollo missions of more than half a century ago. It'll mark the first successful lunar landing achieved by a privately built spacecraft. Companies from Israel, Japan, and the U.S. have already tried and failed. And again, this wasn't launched by or developed by NASA, although they're promoting it sort of like to make you think they're doing something. Private rocket, private lander, and will be streamed. You can go to BehindTheBlack.com to watch, and hopefully it will be completely successful. We've got border news upcoming.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
The Lubbock Sportsman's Club is a leading promoter of wildlife conservation, outdoor education, and hunter advocacy across West Texas. If you want to help Lubbock Sportsman's Club achieve its mission to conserve wildlife and wilderness lands, to educate youth and the general public, and to promote and protect the rights and interests of hunters in the West Texas area and worldwide, you're invited to take part by simply coming to the club's meetings. Learn more about the great work done for conservation and hunting at LubbockSportsman.com and listen here for chapter meeting announcements.
You gotta stop by before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Keep your family safe and clean. And remember, with Gafford, there are no contracts locking you in. It's Gafford's service that will keep you coming back. Keep your family safe and clean with Gafford. Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292, or visit them online at GaffordPest.com.
Gafford Pest Control.
Premium Angus steaks, fish flown in fresh, the most complete wine list in West Texas. And did I mention the premium Angus steaks exclusively from Meijer Natural Angus Beef, as well as premium Wagyu beef? Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse is the ultimate West Texas dining experience. When it's time for that special meal with family and friends or a key business dinner, it's time for Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse in Lubbock. They take reservations through Open Table, and at their website, just search for Las Brisas Lubbock. It's the ultimate dining experience.
From the state where people from Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana are considered Yankees, here's your Texan in chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. This was really exciting news come out of the Attorney General's office late yesterday. The attorney, now, lazy and incompetent reporting at most of our lazy, incompetent, not all of them, but a lot of them, news outlets have gotten us all wrong. The Attorney General suing one of these NGOs that works with the border, you know, to put them out of business. No, he's not. They're suing in order to conduct an investigation, which they are by law allowed to do. And most of the lawsuit is about that standing. It's not, they don't have any direct proven evidence yet. They're trying to follow up on the evidence they have and do a full investigation. Here's the headline so you know what's happening. AG Ken Paxton sues to end NGO's operations in Texas after discovering potential efforts to facilitate illegal immigration. Lazy reporting out there making this what it isn't. They've sued a group that operates in El Paso called Annunciation House, which is an NGO, a non-governmental organization. These groups get a lot of tax money. It's the NGOs that are mostly busing and flying the illegals all over the country after they've been processed and giving them gift cards and other things and housing them and all that stuff. Okay, so, and we know they're very political because one in the Rio Grande Valley, it's Roman Catholic affiliated, has a nun that runs it who's always talking about open borders and everything else. I mean, they're very political and they can have their opinions. But what's happened is the AG, now, one big liberal news outlet wrote a story yesterday evening or in the night saying, basically trying to make you imply this was unfair because the headline was something like, sues them after they didn't immediately turn over records. No, that's not true. There's been an investigation and the group has refused to turn over its records. And they think that they're facilitating, they believe there's a possibility this group's facilitating illegal entry into the U.S., alien harboring, human smuggling, and operating a stash house. The Attorney General's office demanded access to certain specified records to evaluate the potential legal violations. In other words, they're conducting an investigation. But Annunciation House refused to produce a single document. And in response, or not multiple documents either. That's a phrase we use that doesn't mean what we think it means. You say, well, he didn't do a single thing. Well, maybe he did 10 things. You've got to be careful with that. Produce a single document, and in response, they sued the Attorney General to stop enforcement ability and obtain their documents. Now, that is very different from that Texas Tribune headline out there where I think it was. It'll be picked up by others that sued them because they wouldn't immediately turn over documents. In other words, walked in and asked for them and didn't give them that day, and so they sued them. This is how much lying you get in the press. This group actually, it went on long enough that this group sued to keep the Office of Attorney General from investigating. And so I looked through the lawsuit that the AG has filed, and it's all about standing and why they have the legal ability to investigate. And they say the OAG has complete and unlimited authority to examine business records to ensure that entities operating within the state are doing so lawfully. And this group has flagrantly refused to comply with the request for documents. And Annunciation House registered agents Ruben Garcia in El Paso. Thomson Reuters had this little bit and story on it. Dylan Corbett, executive director of another one of the NGOs, Hope Border Institute, a similar organization, says he supports Annunciation House and that the AG just tried to intimidate and criminalize humanitarian aid work. No, that's not what's going on. Paxton says that this group claimed to house some 300 migrants at a time they knew were avoiding detection by Border Patrol. In other words, they haven't been caught and released to process. This group is holding, if that's true, they're involved in illegal activities, putting them in so-called stash houses and transporting them, all these things. And it doesn't surprise me. Does he have the evidence to go after them? I don't know. But that's the point. There is anecdotal evidence everywhere that this stuff's going on. The OAG obviously had a specific tip about this group or some kind of preliminary evidence, and they're simply seeking to engage in an investigation. This group sued to stop the investigation, and so now the AG's office has sued. Texas Scorecard's Luca Cacciatore has a story today. A total of 208 Chinese nationals were apprehended by U.S. Border Patrol agents in San Diego Monday. And they say in the last 3 days alone, there were 452 Chinese apprehended in that sector alone. Earlier this month, the Scorecard reported on data from Customs and Border Protection sources who said 19,833 Chinese citizens had entered the U.S. through the southern border since October 1st alone. 19,000! About five times the population of my hometown. That's about 150 Chinese nationals every day. The point is, this isn't about racism against Central Americans or whatever. We have Eastern Europeans. We have all kinds of people. Some of them may be good people, but nobody's good people when they cross illegally. They need to go get a visa, do everything right, and apply. If they want asylum, they need to go to the closest safe country and apply the proper way. Now, just today, for example, four headlines on the Laredo Morning Times. See, I quit bringing you all these stories because it's constant, fill the show every day. Just on the main page today of the Laredo Morning Times, no right-wing paper there. That's a Hearst paper. Migrants found under blankets. A man had two migrants hidden underneath some blankets. He tried to go through the checkpoint. USBP agents assist juvenile migrant, 16-year-old, tracking, you know, illegal. USBP agents foil smuggling attempt at I-35 checkpoint. That was a bunch of them, four of them in that group. Let's see. Affidavit, man picked up migrants in Delwood Park. And in El Paso, KTSM Tri-State Media reporting today, Border Patrol agents had large rocks thrown at their vehicles in an attempted assault. Their sector chief, Scott Good, said the assaults will not be tolerated, blah, blah, blah. Said they've been assaulted 26 times since the federal fiscal year began in October 1st. And yet people pretend this is not a national security crisis. There was a big write-up, for those of you interested in D.C. politics on all of this, at the Daily Caller last night, put up about 10 o'clock. GOP civil war deepens as senators claim McConnell threw party's voters under the bus on Ukrainian border. Now, these are pretty much, you know, Senator Cruz, Mike Johnson, Mike Lee, and some others. I mean, it's not a huge amount, but they're right. They didn't get their end of the deal in this border deal that McConnell wrote, but the Democrats got their side of the deal with the Ukraine money, passed separately. Now, we'll hope it won't go anywhere in the House because the new speaker said it's dead on arrival. But it just continues. I mean, this was a bill that the outrage was so strong that McConnell had to turn against it, never mind his staff helped write it. And senators are angry, and it's just how out of touch McConnell, the turtle, is. Caller contacted offices of all 22 Senate Republicans who voted to send that aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan without border provisions. None would answer a specific question about whether GOP leadership was ever serious about the trade-off that they claimed all last year. Ted Cruz said... Every single Democrat candidate in the country running for Senate, running for House, will use the identical talking points. They'll all say, we wanted to secure the border. We tried to secure the border, but the Republicans wouldn't let us. Now, that's a wild-eyed lie. It's completely false. This bill would have made the border crisis worse, meaning the one that we're going to sink, because it doesn't do anything except aid all this stuff. All right. So, the crisis continues, as we all know. My friends, you can check out my list of recommendations for voters at prattontexas.com. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.